Researchers are looking at whether new popular weight loss drugs can help with other problems such as cancer. NPR's Yuki Noguchi has more.
Medicines like Wegovy and Zepbound are stronger formulations of drugs that were originally introduced as diabetes treatments 2 decades ago. The class of drugs, known as GLP-1 agonists, are considered a breakthrough because of how they act on the brain to regulate the body's hormones, slow digestion, and tamp down hunger. And now the drugs in this class are showing early promise in preventing many common obesity-related cancers. Arif Kamal is an oncologist and chief patient officer at the American Cancer Society.
It's a hopeful story, which is frankly what people need.
Kamal says there are 13 cancers known to be closely associated with excess weight, including in organs involved in digestion and metabolism, like the liver and pancreas. But obesity is a primary driver of gynecologic cancers, too, including in the breast and uterus. Reproductive organs are highly sensitive to the hormone estrogen, which plays a role in promoting the rapid growth of cells during pregnancy.
Estrogen in particular, and possibly some other hormones, but estrogen for sure, drives the growth of many cancers.
And fat cells increase production of estrogen. Kamal says historically men stood higher risks of developing cancer because they were more likely to smoke or drink. But over the past several years, the high prevalence of obesity among both men and women has closed that gender gap. And Kamal says obesity is also the reason cancer rates are rapidly increasing among people under age 50.
Unhealthy weight is the smoking of our generation.
So early promise that GLP-1 drugs might slash cancer risk is very significant. Such research is still relatively new because they were only recently approved as effective for weight loss. But so far, studies have suggested GLP-1 drugs reduce the risk of colon cancer, even among people who are not overweight. A more recent study suggests GLP-1s are far more protective against cancer for diabetic patients compared to insulin treatments. Kamal cites another recent study showing both bariatric surgery and GLP-1 medications dramatically reduce the risk of developing obesity-related cancers. Among those who had bariatric surgery, that risk declined by 22% over a decade compared to those who received no treatment. But among those taking GLP-1 medications, the risk reduction was almost double that.
I think a 39% risk reduction is one of the most impactful risk reductions we've ever really seen.
What's more, GLP-1s had a notable impact on cancer risk, even though the patients taking them lost far less weight than people who had bariatric surgery. In other words, Kamal says, the medications work to reduce risk of getting cancer, even without much weight loss.
I would venture to guess that the GLP-1s are doing other things that we don't yet understand.
Benjamin Liu is one of the co-authors of that study, which was presented at the American Society of Clinical Oncology in June. He cautions far more research is needed before clinical practice can change. Still, he says having a medication option that potentially reduces both obesity and cancer risk is exciting.
Especially since it's more of a non-invasive strategy compared to bariatric surgery, and a lot more patients will be open to it.
Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.
Support for NPR health coverage comes from Procter & Gamble, maker of Z-Quil Pure Z's gummies, designed with melatonin for occasional sleeplessness to help people fall asleep naturally. Learn more at zquil.com. And from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy and helping clients find balance. Clients are matched with one of 35,000 therapists for online therapy from anywhere at betterhelp.com/public.